This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Open for Business. I'm Audrey Raj. On the show today, I'm going to be speaking with Gwen Delamore, founder of KL-based fashion tech startup Allegra. Now that we can pretty much buy anything online, the team behind Allegra feels the next disruption in online retail will be driven by the level of curation you can offer your customers. And they do this by delivering a highly personalized shopping experience via their style boxes. The vision, I guess, is to provide customers with their own online personal store, where every item in the shop is uniquely catered to the customer's fit, size, and preference. What an idea, right? And how will they do all this? Well, Gwen will give us the details on that. Won't you, Gwen?
Bonjour.
Welcome to Open for Business, Gwen.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
Right. So just to get started, maybe you can talk to us about how the idea of Allegra came about.
Sure. So Allegra is actually a story of personal frustration meets professional background, if you will.
Right.
So back in 2019, I had my second child, a lovely, cute baby girl, who had essentially made me, gain weight, which I couldn't lose. historically, I've never really enjoyed shopping much, and I had been wearing a lot of maternity clothes for the duration of the pregnancy. And I had to basically, face the reality that I needed to buy more clothes. Because I don't like it, I went online and I started buying a few pieces, not knowing much about, clothes, or because I'm not a stylist. And as I said, I don't like it. And I ended up returning a lot of it for a couple of reasons. First, I wasn't aware when I looked at a product page, I didn't really visualize how this would look like on my body shape and my new body. And then secondly, I was not necessarily aware of the huge gap, as I am today, between sizes from Asian brands such as Love Bonito and a European brand like Mango. So
right.
I'm typically a Mango L, European brand, and Love Bonito L doesn't work on me. I need to go for XL.
Right.
And it kind of like sparked a couple of things in my head, because my background is digital entertainment. I've been working for startups or with startups. The last one was iFlix. And I got really into data in the years between 2015 and 19. And at iFlix, I was heading up the content analytics team, where my job with my team was to figure out how to optimize our spend. And I saw firsthand how data could help us do this by knowing, okay, what are people watching, engaging with, where should we double down, and where should we divest? And so when I had my, my shopping problem and I had to find new clothes, I started thinking, but how could we use data to first solve the size issue? Because that sounds like a very straightforward thing to do. And can you actually use data to solve for style? And that looked like a really exciting challenge for me to take.
Right. So tell me a bit about Allegra Services. What do you provide, and how is this a highly personalized shopping experience?
Yeah, sure. So the way it works is that when you go to our website, we get you started with a fun style quiz that will take you 10 minutes to fill in. The idea behind it is to get to know you and collect a lot of information that are very personal, because that helps the stylist that we're going to assign you to pick 5 looks that you will love. So we will ask you a question about we present you pictures of styles, and you can say, I like this, I don't like this. We ask you for things like, how do you like to wear your bottoms, your tops? Who are you as a person? What is your age, your height, your weight? Very personal information. What is your budget? In order to get really an idea of, what is your style? Are you more of a classical type person, or can you handle a lot of flowers and you're more romantic? And then once you've done the style quiz and you ordered your style box, we ask you to pay for a style fee. And we will assign you to a stylist that will pick five items that we will then pack up in a box and send to your house. Once you send, once you've received all this, you can try them on in your house. So our customers love it because even pre-COVID, they don't necessarily have time shopping to go shopping because they're moms, and the time where they normally have time is like 10 p.m., which is when stores are closed anyway. Mm. And they can try on the clothes using the closet. So they can basically, if we send them a pair of jeans, they can figure out, is this going to go with this heel, with this jacket, etc. Once the customer has tried on everything, she can figure out what she wants to keep and return. And we will ask her to check everything online out. So it's like a checkout process where she says, I want to keep this. I don't want to keep that. And we collect data on the feedback, like why is she keeping or returning, to achieve two things. First, better experience for that customer and better experience for every customer in aggregates. And then we will, at this point, only charge you for the items that you keep. And then we will also deduct the style fee that you paid when you ordered the style box. So that's kind of how it works from a customer perspective.
All right. And how long have you guys been in operation, and what's the take-up been like thus far?
Yeah. So we started doing beta tests. I've been working with startups, so I've been very familiar with beta testing. I didn't want to build a business based on me not liking shopping. And so we did the beta test over the summer, and we really starting operating, like, you know, putting marketing behind it, building a team in September, I would say. So yeah, beta test, June, July, August, we basically made a lot of changes based on the feedback, and then we launched really in September. And the uptake has been quite good. We've had 25,000 people signing up, and we have shipped 5,000 boxes across Peninsula Malaysia already. With people, we've not really been operating for 12 months yet, and we already have an average of 2 to 3 boxes per person already. So it's been going quite well.
Now, I understand there's something called the discovery problem that Allegra helps address. Now, this is very interesting, but maybe you can explain it in your own words. What is this discovery problem, and how is Allegra addressing this pain point?
Yeah, sure. So I'm very interested in technology and internet. And if you think about, you know, the first internet, you know, version one of the internet for e-commerce, it was, the game was to have the deepest catalog, you know, and in some ways for some players, this is the end game, right?
Yeah.
But what I found for apparel when I started looking into it is like the hard problem is not distribution. The hard problem is not to have as many pieces as possible. What I found is that the customer pain point and the hard problem to solve is exactly what you said, discovery. It is essentially to match the customer with the items that are going to work for them. And so by trying to think about, okay, so how do you solve for this? If customers are confused because we are presenting millions of options in front of them when they have to browse for hours, which is what I had to do in 2019, you know, like, oh my God, I've got all these millions of dresses. I can literally buy anything I want. But what I found when I received the dresses is that it looked awful on my body because I'm not the expert. And the expert in this case situation is the personal stylist. So then I looked at personal styling and I found it's a small market and it's a very heavy process. So I started thinking, how do you use technology and data to kind of basically reduce the cost of styling, because that's what we obsess with. You know, if we can reduce the cost of styling, make it very efficient, then we can deliver on the mission that we have to make styling, personal styling, affordable to everyone and not just something that celebrity can afford.
Yeah, so now as we're touching on the topic of cost, does that mean that you make your cut solely via the styling, the styling fees alone, or, you know, are there other margins from the apparel and your partnerships? How do you make your cut, Gwen?
So we actually share our revenues with the brands. So we solely make money on the clothes we sell. And the style fee, because it gets deducted from your purchases, we don't make any money from it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so let's talk more about the fashion brand partners that you work with. Now, what's the arrangement there? How do you onboard them? Who are you working with at the moment?
Yes. So currently we're working with 10 plus brands who are all local. One of them is from Singapore. Actually, we just onboarded it. And so we're working with Dressing Poda, DD Collective. So these are, you know, Dressing Poda is bringing luxury to the everyday women. So it kind of fits well with our philosophy. DD Collective is all about being more bold. And we encourage our customers to be a bit, you know, to take a style journey with us and learn how to find their style and own it. So DD Collective fits with this. And we also have a bunch of deals with, so we've got Miss Claire, Miss Reed. We signed up Curve Cult, which is a plus size brand in Singapore. We're so happy to go back to Malaysia through us. And some digital native brands such as Love Knot, Floret. And so for these brands, you've got, you know, on the one hand, you've got traditional brands who have a heavy retail presence and appreciate Elegra helping them sort of getting digital. And on the other hand, we've got digital native brands who are just starting and we're helping them find the right customers. Because if you go back to what we do and the core competence of Elegra is to match the right product with the right customer. So we help digital native brand grow this way.
All right. It's time for us to take a quick break to squeeze in some messages. But when we come back, we speak to Gwen about sustainability and fashion. We also discuss how pandemic is affecting business at Elegra. All that and more coming up on Open for Business. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. On the show today, I am speaking with Gwen Dulemieux, founder of KL-based fashion tech startup Elegra. Now, Gwen, why did you think the Malaysian market was ripe for a service like this? You know, we Malaysians, we're known for our mall culture, you know, wanting to lepak in our malls every weekend if possible. So what made you think that creating these personalized style boxes would be a good idea for the Malaysian market?
Yeah, so actually, because I'm not Malaysian, I didn't want to make any assumption. I am married to one, but obviously he's a man, and I think women and clothes is a very special relationship. So yes. I was definitely not going to necessarily trust his opinion on this because he's just not qualified. So it was great because instead of throwing myself into something, it gave me the discipline of launching a beta test, actually a couple of them, before assuming that Malaysian would love that proposition, which already exists in other countries like in the US and Europe and a very successful business model. So we did a beta test. We during the first confinements, actually, which, you know, made the whole thing even more spicier and a little more challenging, but it was definitely exciting. I asked some friends. The first beta test were friends where they took the first style quiz and then we collected some feedback from them to understand how they felt and is this something they would see themselves do on a regular basis, how much they really felt they would pay for it, etc. And then we did a beta test with perfect strangers, and that was more successful because I think my friends were doing me a favor. They were not necessarily in a shopping mindset. Mm. When I found perfect strangers on Facebook groups, they were much more reactive, and we, if you look at the average spend per box that we had, it was much higher. What we learned from the beta test is that people loved the fact that, first of all, the convenience, free shipping and returns, but also the the fact that we are saving them time shopping. And in fact, even before doing the beta test, what I found is that Mintel had done a survey and they found 45% of women that hate shopping for clothes.
Really?
Yeah. So that's half the market. And we're talking about in Southeast Asia, a $73 billion market each year.
Yeah.
And half of women don't like shopping because it's hard to find the right clothes.
Yes.
And if you think about it, you go offline, so you go to a mall, you really, even if you enjoy shopping with your friends, you kind of rely on serendipity. How many times do you go to the mall to buy black trousers and come back with a red dress?
Yes, with anything but those black trousers, right?
Yes, exactly. And then online, what people really liked as a result of the beta test, we learned that people love the fact that they didn't have to browse for hours.
Hmm.
You know, even though the filters are extremely convenient on e-commerce sites, they don't want to have to spend that time. And also, they're not the expert of body shapes and colors. And because we collect things like skin tone, we try and understand like what you look like. Ideally, you provide a picture, and so the stylist can really tell you, okay, this is going to work or this is not going to work. And most customers don't know this, don't have the time, or are simply just like me before I started Allegra. We're not necessarily interested in spending hours reading Vogue or things like that. So
yeah.
So that's kind of how I figured, okay, starting point, I'm not the only one who doesn't like shopping. 45% of women don't. And in fact, we asked that question on our style quiz and we found the exact same percentage. So US and Malaysian women are the same. And I'm sure the French women are the same. And secondly, the beta tests really were encouraging because the third learning we got out of the beta test was I would never have picked that jumpsuit that you sent me, but I absolutely love it. When we listened to our customers, one of them, Sharanya, we actually published her testimonial. She said, before Allegra, I used to wear black all the time. And you sent me an orange dress. I tried it on and my husband was like, wow, you look good. And now she's on a journey to adopt more colors and introduce more colors to her wardrobe. So that's kind of where I felt like we can really solve an actual problem using the expertise of the stylist and leveraging data and technology.
Very interesting. Now, Gwen, I have to ask, how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected business? I mean, personally speaking, I think I would be your perfect customer, your target demographic. But even I haven't been spending as much on clothes because, you know, loungewear is all I do all day, every day these days. And the economy and spending power isn't really at its best right now. So how has the pandemic impacted business? And you started in the midst of all the lockdowns and MCOs and all of that last year, right? So how has it affected business?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. We've had, I think everyone's had a really crazy time since that thing started. It's been very tough for retail clothing in particular with malls closing. And I would say that for us, COVID has been a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it has accelerated the adoption of e-commerce across all categories. And it's kind of made customers be a bit more open-minded when they shop to use online to buy things they would normally buy offline. So, you know, now they can see like the people who have tried Allegra have really seen that we can bring that retail experience where you have a sales assistant who will help you find what you're looking for, the size that's going to work for you. And we're bringing this to your house. On the other hand, as you said, it's created a lot of challenges. So customers have had to deal with a lot of stress, uncertainty, especially around job security. We have had customers asking us to pay in free time. So in fact, we're going to bounce on this by introducing monthly payments because they either have lower salary or we have people give up on taking free items and taking only two because they just they're just not sure about what's going to happen and they want to be a bit save money. And they also, like you said, have had to adopt a new way of life where they're working from home. And so when you think about it, it means that the work dress code is going to be completely changed.
Yeah.
If we come back to the office, people will kind of start wondering, women will start wondering, oh my God, so what should I wear? You know, should I pick up something new? Definitely, they will want to wear something different than loungewear to go to the office. But they're also going to wonder, like, what is the latest trend and what is appropriate to wear at work now that we've all kind of got used to maybe a little bit more casual workwear. So we've all had to make changes on the workwear side. And we know that once, basically for us, it means that the use cases for buying are much more reduced than they are going to be once, you know, the lockdowns end. And so that makes us hopeful that, you know, that our model is going to actually be multiple and very and scale very quickly after lockdown happens. But it's also mean that we have had to make changes to the way we manage our team.
Right.
So customer changes, and then on the management side of things, it's been difficult to hire and get people in the office to pack up the boxes. We have installed a policy where people who come to the office is on a need basis. So only warehouse staff, all the stylists and all the marketing people, staff are working from home. But net, I would say COVID, you know, despite the challenges, it's created new customer behaviors that are going to, you know, they formed habits that are here to stay, and we will benefit from it in the long term.
Now, Gwen, I understand that Allegra is embarking on a fundraising campaign, you know, to help with expansion plans. What's the strategy, and what will you do with the cash injection?
Yeah, so we are fundraising currently in order to essentially scale in Malaysia. Where we are right now is that we've proven market fit. We've generated 650K revenues in less than 12 months. And we have used the time, you know, these weird times to automate everything we could. So we're really ready to essentially scale. And scaling means a couple of things. First, inject money into marketing to acquire new members. And second, invest in our technology team to develop our algorithms further and use our data better and better by the day. Because the more customer we have, the more data we have, the better we get at our jobs. And of course, as we scale, we'll need to invest in our operations team. So that's the reason why we're fundraising.
Right. Now, I also wanted to touch on sustainability. Now, we haven't broached that topic here. With all this talk about the negative effects of fast fashion on our environment, clothes being dumped in our landfills, and brands continuing to push new looks season after season, not to mention the social impact as well. What kind of fashion environmental impact does Allegra make? Where do you guys stand on this?
Yeah, so I think the business model is actually very sustainable for a couple of reasons. Our mission is to match the right product in front of the right customer. So instead of putting more product on the market, what we do is matching. We're trying to be part of the solution. Second, all our boxes are made of cardboard boxes. We don't send any plastic. And we want in the future to offer the option to customers, because at the end of the day, the customer is deciding whether they want to use the same box for us to send in order to not keep, you know, having more boxes that are, you know, end up being recycled anyway. And then the last thing is, you know, and we'll talk about diversification later, but one thing that I really think may work in Asia is actually pre-loved. And right now is a weird moment to talk about it, because people feel a bit guarded to own clothes that wear with someone else, because everybody's worried about hygiene. But pre-loved clothes kind of also deliver on the mission of sustainability. Like, clothes that are already there can have a second life, can be loved for a second time. And our algorithm can deliver on this. Like, it's, you know, it doesn't matter whether this item is brand new or pre-loved, as long as we have information on it, we can match it to the right customer. And then the last thing I would say is that I heard there were studies made in the US that showed that the retail model where you have a huge shop with aircon on all the time and, you know, customers only coming in from time to time is probably not as sustainable as having a warehouse that's also aircon, but, you know, it's aircon for more people actually working, if you see what I mean.
Yes.
So in a way, it's kind of more sustainable. So I hope we can participate in that environment friendly mission with what we're doing.
All right, Gwen. I just have one crazy question for you before we end the show. But before that, maybe you can just tell us what are the grand plans for Allegra moving forward? Where do you see the brand and your services being in 5 to 10 years? What's the plan for the business?
So if you want the crazy vision, I would say I would love to be able to have my customers just talk to Amazon-type device and say, hey, Alexa, I need some dresses for that wedding coming up. Please contact Allegra, my Allegra stylist, and ask her to, you know, select this for me. For the very disorganized people or women like me who spend too much time at work, maybe this would need to happen within 2 hours. So we will have delivery done by drones. So these are crazy ideas where you get your outfits within like literally 2 hours. But that's really like the grand plan. If I want to be a little bit more conservative, but I mean, like definitely the ambition is to go regionally. So take this model to Singapore, Indonesia, the rest of Southeast Asia, and leverage our personal styling expertise, especially in modest wear. Indonesia is the biggest modest wear, it's going to be the biggest modest wear market, and we think we have a role to play there. And then we have customers already asking us, can you do styling for my husband, please? So launching men's is definitely an option, and we already have the customers for it. I sometimes joke that it's not the men who are going to fill up the style quiz, but it's going to be their wives who take it for them. And men have a different relationship to clothes, so it will be a little different segment, but we already have people asking for it, so there's demand. The other diversification is pre-owned, as I mentioned, and then kids, you know, kids always grow up, so they need new clothes. And I would love to be able to, you know, tell my stylist, like, please, can you give me another 5 princess dresses for my little girl? And then eventually, but I don't see this happening too fast, to be honest, but I do want to do it, is rental. So rental is really taking off in the US with Rental Runway. I think in Europe it's slowly getting there, but it's more for luxury. But and it will have to stay premium luxury, but rental is also a great model and it's very sustainable. So so these are all the plans in my head, but right now we're very focused on just scaling in Malaysia and proving ourselves with the product we have and building up on our customer base.
Right, Gwen. I think you kind of alluded to my crazy question already, but I was just going to ask, what do you think? You know, will we need personal stylists in the next decade or so, or will we be relying wholly on algorithms to tell us what looks good on us or what we should want? You know, can the future of fashion retail be left to machines alone? What do you think?
So the answer is I don't think we can rely on solely on algorithms. So we have partnerships with 2 fashion schools in Malaysia, and when I do keynotes there, the students are always asking, like, are you going to replace us with robots? And the answer is definitely not. And the reason for it is that I think the reason we're successful is because customers are already using algorithms, they're already like asking Spotify to find and discover new things for them. So there is this this customer demand for it. But the things that really makes us successful is that the customer is trusting us to connect them with a human stylist. And the way it works is that we have an algorithm who will pick, you know, 30, 20 pieces for that customer based on the data. But ultimately, only the stylist is the last layer of decision making, because currently she's the only one who can make sense of what we call the unstructured data. So, for example, when the customer leaves a note and delivers a very sensitive information, such as, you know, sometimes the family doesn't even know, like, you know, I'm pregnant and please give me maternity wear because, you know, my belly is growing really quickly. Or I just gave birth and I have some scar on my belly. But this is something that the computer will be able to figure at some point.
Yeah.
But right now, the stylist is sort of interpreting this better than a computer. And even if the computer catches up with this human ability, I don't think that it will work to just have a robot. I think it really matters to have the trust human relationship in this transaction. This is what people are looking for. So we will always have the last layer of decision maker done by a human, because it's a very important part of our business model.
Right. All right. Gwen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. For our listeners out there who would be keen to give Allegra a try, maybe you can send them to your website.
Yeah, great. So if you want to try us out, you go to allegra.com.my. Allegra, and new customers get 40% off. So don't forget to enter your promo code STYLEME to pay 30 ringgit instead of 50 ringgit.
Right. Thank you once again, Gwen. I've been speaking with Gwen Dulemour, founder of KL-based fashion tech startup Allegra. And if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. More Open for Business coming your way same time tomorrow. But for now, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.